Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take. And this morning, we are continuing our ongoing conversation about justice reform by highlighting the work of a nonprofit called The Bell Project. The Bell Project is a national nonprofit that provides free bail assistance to thousands of low-income people every year. They are reuniting families and restoring the presumption of innocence. We've heard from people who've lost their jobs and homes due to not being able to pay bail. These people haven't been convicted of any crime. They are just unable to pay the bail for their release. Lucretia Doyle is a bail disruptor with the Bell Project, and I want to welcome you to The Local Take, Ms. Doyle.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell our listeners what the Bell Project is and how you came to work for this organization?
Sure. The Bell Project is a national nonprofit that provides free bail assistance to those who cannot afford it at no cost to them or their family. That's right. It's absolutely free. And I came with the organization at the time we started November 2020 when it opened here in Atlanta, Georgia. I was looking for a job. I had lost my job prior to the pandemic, so I was out of work and just was doing some consulting work and working some part-time gigs until I found a full-time career with another nonprofit organization. And I came across this organization on Indeed, and I was like, what is the Bell Project? Is this a bonding company? And then I researched the organization. I was intrigued about the work, and I got excited about it because my mother did 5 years in prison, and I know a lot about mass incarceration as a child when I was growing up. And I also used to work for the Department of Juvenile Justice, and I had the opportunity to work for Fulton County Juvenile Court. So I have a lot of experience working in the social justice realm.
Now, has our current system, instead of being a justice system, has it turned our jails into just a systemic lockup of poor people because they don't have the money for bail?
Yes, you have the have and the have-nots. We're living in a desperate time and desperate measure. You have a lot of black and brown people who can't afford their bail and impact by the system due to low income. Our intervention is to disrupt that system. Cash bail was designed for folks to return to court. The judge set the bail, and a lot of black and brown people are unable to pay for their bail.
And so now, how do you all come in? Where do you start the process, and how do you alleviate this challenge?
How we start the process is that we have a lot of referrals come from the public defender office. We're currently working in DeKalb and Fulton County jails only right now. We also have a location in Augusta, Georgia that working in Richmond County. But the two counties that I currently work with is DeKalb and Fulton. So we work with the public defender's office and the social workers. They submit a referral to us, or someone in the community may send a referral, or a family member may go submit a referral on our website. And we go from there. The bail disruptors, myself and my colleague, we do all the legwork. We interview. We don't call them inmates. We call them clients, those who are incarcerated. We interview the clients. We do a full intake. We find out, do they have community support, housing, jobs, things of that nature. And we go from there. So like I said, we start from the beginning to the end. And we communicate with their PDs, or they on probation. We stay in communication with everyone that's actually involved with that particular client until that client goes to court. Once that client goes to court, we receive our funds back and we can help someone else out.
Now, you all talk about a model called community release with support. Can you explain what that model is and how it alleviates the bail?
Yes, that model is, so the community resource is like, we provide court text messages. So we send text messages to the client while out on bond. And we check in with them weekly. We ask them, do they have housing? Do they have food? Do they have transportation? We provide free transportation. All our services is free. And we have partnerships with various organizations and community leaders in the city of Atlanta. And one organization I want to highlight is Georgia Works. I have two clients that are currently there, and they work with men ages 18 and up, and they offer substance abuse, mental health, employment, and education. And that is very important for us because we are able to help the client out. So once they are released from jail, they are able to go to one of these partnerships that we have and not worry about, oh, I don't have employment, or I don't have housing, or I need to be in a substance abuse class, or I need mental health therapy treatment. And so this particular organization provides that, and that's a big support system that we need for our clients and our partnership in here in the city of Atlanta.
So, Ms. Doyle, it sounds like you all provide this holistic approach to the bail challenge. Is that why you all are successful in keeping your clients safe and secure?
Yes, we provide the support, the bail system, to, you know, it's designed for persons to return back to court and, you know, punishing poor people who are accused of a crime that we presume they're innocent, you know, until they return to court. It's not an incentive, but our program is, you know, is to design for to provide good resource, and our goal is to end cash bail. We can reimagine and come up with a new pretrial system and resolve their case in a place of freedom.
And now what does that look like? Does it look like what you are doing now? Is it a different model that you think should be put in place than the current model?
Well, we would like, you know, we definitely would like to work with the policy leaders and the government and the law enforcement and the judges and attorneys to provide resources for these individuals who are unable, you know, to pay their bail. Like I said, the reason cash bail was designed is for folks to return to court. And we should come up with a different system, a different pretrial system for those individuals. This is not an incentive. It's just we should come up with a better system and try to work together as one.
Now, how can the community assist you with your efforts? Because I think some people don't understand that cash bail system. It's just set up to make sure you come back to court. So could you, you know, you could do, as you're saying, you could come up with some other incentive or either, you know, rush the trial or, you know, hurry up and figure out what's going on so people know, are they guilty? Are they innocent? But how can we help that? How can people in the community help with that? And there's some people who think, well, you know, what's the problem with them waiting in jail? You know, how do you help? How do you get the community to come to your side in this manner?
Well, we're, you know, all our funding is pretty much donation. So we're a national bail revolving fund. We're located not just in Atlanta. We're in 25 cities across the U.S. So we're in Chicago. We're in Texas. We're in L.A. We're in Ohio. We're in St. Louis. We're in Kentucky. And so we're doing this work not just in Atlanta, like I say, that we're in other places. So once that case closes, we can assist another client with the funds. And the way the community can help, you can provide donations. It doesn't matter if it's small or large, or you can get involved as volunteers. You can go on our website and you can become a volunteer, or you can become a paid, we have a paid internship for those who are in college or grad school or trade school who would like to or just want to be an intern and want to make some, you know, some extra money and help with the work that we are doing. We have a paid internship program. All this information is on our website.
And the website is?
The website is www.bailproject.org. Also, you can follow us at the Bail Project. We are on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the Bail Project. So all at the Bail Project is on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we would love to have the community, especially here in Atlanta, to like us, follow us. We do share a few client stories who would like to share their testimony about the work we're doing, not just here, in the other places that we're currently serving. And we're looking forward to expanding to other sites here in Atlanta in the near future.
Now, again, for our community listeners who don't quite understand why the bail needs to be dismissed, why we need a new pretrial system, what is it that we might not know about the current system? And if we knew, we would immediately say, okay, we need this needs to be done. This needs to change now.
Well, with the current system, you have a lot of judges that will set bail at higher amount depending on the, you know, the crime that that presume of the client. And so that is a burden on a lot of families, especially right now we're in a pandemic. A lot of people have lost their jobs and unable to pay bail. You have a lot of folks don't have $1,000 savings or $5,000. And so with the bail project, we pay not 10%. We pay the full amount, including the fees that comes with it. But that is a burden lift off the community. And so if a family member is locked up in jail and they cannot pay the $1,000, that person has lost their job. 9 times out of 10, they probably was the breadwinner for that family. Or they probably was in school. It's so many things that can impact on that family member. And so we definitely would like the community to know more about the Bail Project. And like I stated before, you can check us out on social media or you can go on our website. But we would love to have the community involved in various ways through donations, internship, or you can volunteer with us.
Ms. Doyle, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners today.
Yes, ma'am.
This is definitely something that we all need to know, and it impacts the community as a whole. So thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take, and we've been talking with Lucretia Doyle, a bail disruptor for the Bail Project.